My name is Dan.
And I'm David.
We were asked to do a little analysis of a gentleman named Dixon. He's got his truck and he is driving around Vancouver with this huge sign that says, Levitt lied, Levitt lies, he'll lie again, one term Tim.
So what do you think? Do you think that's acceptable? Do you think that's crazy, over the top?
To drive around town with an enormous sign that accuses the mayor of lying. I'll be honest, it's extreme. Not everybody does this, but he's perfectly within his rights. And it seems like from his statements, sometimes it takes extreme measures to open their eyes. In order to change national politics, we have to start at the local level. I respect that about him. I mean, his methods are kind of extreme, but it seems like he's trying to force a conversation, which everyone seems to not be wanting
right,
to
so
have.
Right. So let me ask you this. If you were driving around and you supported Tim Levitt, right, and you're fine with Tim Levitt, is this gonna change your mind? But see, I don't think it's probably meant to get you thinking.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, but I think it seems like he's upset about something because he voted. He says he voted for Tim, according to Dick, that the mayor didn't follow through on these promises that he made.
Okay.
And so he's upset. And so, like, for a guy like this, most people will just think, oh, politicians, and then sit back in their easy chair and watch football.
Yeah.
Right? And complain. This guy, I guess, is taking it up one notch.
And to be fair, this is not like a super PAC
right.
funding him doing this. This is just him on his own. And to be fair, I mean, not taking one side or the other, to be fair, the mayor has not addressed this publicly, the issue of him apparently lying or not lying.
There's been a response from the mayor. And the response from the mayor is really interesting because he doesn't address any of the
what he's actually
supposed lies, alleged lies. And he basically makes fun of Dixon by saying, oh, he's crazy. He's name calling. He doesn't even really understand the basic issues of our community. Takes joy in personal attacks on elected officials. And then this is the one that gets me the most is that he's expressing his First Amendment rights, right?
Uh-huh.
Freedom of speech. But he doesn't have the backbone to step up and run for public office. And he didn't say this. I'm just putting in parentheses. Like me, because look how amazing I am. I'm the mayor of Vancouver. It's like he should have put hashtag humblebrag on there. Because it's like the only way that you're going to get what our community is about is if you have backbone and you run for office.
And a humble brag is when you, what?
It's when you're trying to be humble, but you put in a little brag about.
You're putting yourself in like the best light and the other person in the worst light by not actually doing it.
Now, I don't know if it's nonsense. I don't think I agree with the mayor that it's complete nonsense. I think the mayor would have been much better served if he acknowledged maybe some of, I did say these things prior to the election. And then I realized, some of those things I wasn't aware of. I think there's a difference there. I mean, I think if the mayor was more about, let's see why don't I meet with Dick and kind of talk this through and see if we can come to some kind of...
So these guys need a counseling session. We're two therapists. Let's just sit down and let's just talk it out.
Let's make it happen.
Let's have hugs.
Hug it out, bro.
Let's drink some coffee. Tissues will be provided. We're offering this to Dixon and the mayor. Let's talk it out.
Hey, thanks for listening to us today on Head Shrink, Inc. If you like what you heard or if you have comments or questions about what you heard, find us at headshrinkinc.com. That will lead you to Twitter and Facebook. Thanks a lot and check us out.